Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, I am excited as always, and tonight, ladies, we're going to be talking about organizing your hair and all of that stuff that we have to make ourselves look and feel beautiful. And our guest tonight is Ama Baltimore. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for this week. The question for this week is, how many different combs and brushes do you own? I'm going to say I have 5 different combs and 3 different brushes. So they each serve a specific purpose. And you know, it's interesting, when I thought about that question and I thought about what I owned, I realized that some of those brushes and some of those combs I don't use now, so I can put them away. And that's okay. And I have all of that stuff just like a lot of you, because we always are changing our hair. So why invest in some more tools? So I am excited to share the interview and the conversation with Ama. And of course, my fun fact for this week is the first wig was invented in 1600 AD. And the word wig is short for periwig, which first appeared in the English language around 1675. Some people wore wigs to disguise baldness. A wig may be used as a less intrusive and less expensive alternative to medical therapies for restoring hair. So just the reasons they had for using wigs, we still use those reasons today. So our guest today, Ama L. Baltimore, is the founder of Latress Premium Hair Extensions, is a licensed cosmetologist and a certified tricologist, and I may not pronounce that right, which is a hair replacement specialist, extension specialist, and sister locks consultant. Ama is a pioneer in the hair industry in the tri-state area. After becoming frustrated with the substandard products available at beauty stores, she founded Affordable Indian Hair in 2008 with just $800. For the first 3 years, she continued to work full-time as a leader in a nonprofit industry until she decided to quit her job and go back to school to obtain her license as a cosmetologist. Since that time, she has become the go-to extension specialist in the city of Pittsburgh. She has worked with top stylists in the city and has provided her products and services to celebrities, television personalities, and women all over the country whose hair care priority is obtaining a superior product service for their healthcare needs. In 2014, Affordable Indian Hair changed its name to Latress Premium Hair Extensions. We continue to maintain an impeccable reputation for excellence in customer service and superior quality of hair additions and services. At Latress, their goal is to continue to educate women on hair loss issues and the products they spend their hard-earned money on, because knowledge is power. And she, Ama, is a dedicated mother of an awesome 6-year-old son, Jaquan. So, without further ado, I'm going to be sharing my interview with Ama. Well, listeners, I'm excited because we're on our way to the fall. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about is, you know, clearing out clutter in our closets. And one of the things that I really wanted to discuss is sometimes we don't. It is our hair. Now, whether you want to admit it or not, I know you got it in your closet, on your dresser, in a drawer, which is why I have Ama Baltimore here, and she is going to share with you a little bit about who she is and why she does it, but also she is going to give us some tips on what we really need to let go of, because as the organizer, I see stuff, but I decided to bring in an expert to share with you some of the stuff that you may want to let go of. So, Ama, hello.
Hey, Janet, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. So before we get into the strategies of some of that stuff that they can possibly let go, what made you decide to focus on hair care? And you really focus on natural hair care.
I do. So this journey has taken me to so many different areas of hair, things I would never have imagined. I started I went I quit my job when I was 39 and went back to school to get my cosmetology license. And it has been amazing from that time. I started just selling hair extensions. That's how I got into hair. I was selling hair extensions, and I did that because I was buying hair extensions, and it came out of necessity because at that time everything was so expensive if you wanted something really good. And so I started thinking, I could probably do this and get a good price for these hair extensions that I'm paying $1 million for right now. So that I did my research. I did a heck of a lot of research and learned all about hair and where it came from and what was the best. And so I started selling hair extensions in 2008. And to this day, I'm still doing that. But I've definitely branched off into natural hair care. I do sister locks. So and sister locks are becoming very popular now. But women are looking for all kinds of ways to save their hair. And that's one of the biggest things that drives me right now in finding out the best ways to care for everything we do with our hair, because there are so many women who are in turmoil with respect to their hair right now.
So, Ama, can you share maybe one or two stories or what reasons why it is so important on how we store our wigs and our hair pieces? Because as an organizer, I find them all over the place. I find them in bags, shoved in the closet, in the drawer, somewhere. So share with us. Help us.
So listen, from what you just said, I have like the perfect story because I had a client who brought me her wig that it needed repair. Now it was a very expensive piece that I had made for her, and she told me that she actually had it in her closet, just in her closet, lying on a shelf in her closet, just kind of laying there for probably a whole season, because she's one that, like you said, it's fall, she starts wearing her pieces then, and so all summer it had laid in this closet. Well, when she brought it to me, a piece of it was like frayed, almost as if it were synthetic hair and had been lit on fire. I don't know if you know what that looks like, but it looks like it doesn't look like it doesn't look good. It's not something that she would want to continue wearing. But at any rate, what happened is moths had gotten to it, and they were, I mean, tearing that hair up. So the wig was no longer in any condition to be worn. I had to do some repair. So basically, one of the things that we did was she now stores it in a container because of that. So that will happen to your any of your pieces. Your If you have extensions, you want to save those. If you bought good extensions, you're going to save them. You need to put them away. Your wig, your closures, your any lace pieces, all that stuff, you want to keep it put away.
So, Ama, what are some ways that I guess we can store? Because I think that's the confusion. We feel like we can just plop it off at night, throw it on the dresser, and all will be well. And like the client, she put it on the shelf. But I think like with anything, shoes, handbags, clothes, there's a way that we really need to store things no matter what our space.
Absolutely.
So what are some like suggestions from the wig and even maybe just like a hair piece that somebody like the little buns that we put on that make our little, puff look a little bit puffier?
All those things, we invest our money in those. I mean, and most of us, we those are hard-earned dollars. So we do want to take care of them. So now a lot of times I know people look at their hair, and even if it's human hair and they paid a lot of money for it, they still call it fake hair. And words have meaning. So your hair that you've invested a ton of money in is not fake hair. It is an enhancement for you. It makes life easier for you and all those things. So take care of your investment. So I'm going to say you want to start, and this is a duh, but you want to start by washing and conditioning it before you put it away. I would say don't put it away dirty. That's the first thing I'm going to say. The second thing is, as far as storage is concerned, there are many things you can use. It's really going to depend on how much space you have, your budget, and the number of wigs you have. So I would say any wig owner or even hairpiece owner should always have a head form of some type. I use canvas wig blocks and mannequins, but they're a little pricey, but you can find a styrofoam head form for as low as $3 on Amazon. And you can use these to style your wigs as well. But you definitely want to. Now, the other thing is you can use containers like the box, maybe even that it came in. You can save that. You can put your wig inside of that or your hairpiece inside of that. You can use storage bags, plastic like baggies, as long as it's covered and protected from the elements. Those kinds of things work. Now, if you have a big lavish room, dressing room, you can get the head forms and you can put them on shelves and display each of your wigs. But like, if you're going to do that, make sure that, you know, you don't have any moths, and you can use things like cedar and maybe not mothballs because those tend to smell, but you want to use things that are going to preserve.
And you know, it's interesting when you just started talking about, you know, fake hair, because a young lady came to me. She was, you know, getting ready for the prom and everything, and her mom, you know, her parents, she wanted a piece. And I told her, I sat her down and I said, look, you need to take care of that like you're taking care of your own hair.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So, you know, every night her mother would, you know, help her put it together and pin it up. And when she went back for an appointment, the hairstylist was surprised because that was her first but because it was still in a good condition, I told her, I said, you want to make sure you pin it up, you put a little bonnet on, you take care of it as if it's your own. So you're right. Yeah. Sometimes it's just doing little things like that. So Amo, and some final tips, what are some of the, maybe you already mentioned, you know, how we should store our wigs and hair pieces. Are there any other tools that maybe we should have for those of us, and I said us, who have hair pieces and wigs, any other tools that we should have part of? So the maintenance.
Yeah. Well, let me say that young lady is very, very lucky she had you to help her. A lot of times young ladies, especially if their parents, their mother doesn't wear any type of hair, they do tend to just let their hair go. So she was pretty lucky to have you. So absolutely, the most important thing to me, in my opinion, that wig and hairpiece wearers should have, they should always have a brush that doesn't have balls on the end. Okay, because when you're brushing that piece out, whether you're styling it or you're just brushing through it for the day, those balls will get tangled in your hair. It'll get tangled in your natural hair, let alone one of your pieces. And if you consider, like, whether your piece has wefts on it, the hair is folded over at the top. Now, if you have a good weft, you can't see that. However, that hair that's folded over can sometimes get bunched up because of the way it's made. And you want to have a brush that has straight ends. There's a brush that I do recommend. It's called a Denman brush. You can get one for about $15, and it is well worth it. Also, your lace pieces. You want to be very careful with your lace pieces when brushing or combing through them. One, because the lace is delicate and can be torn, and also because you have at the bottom what's called a return, just like on your weft, that can get caught in those brushes. So be very, you know, conscientious about the type of brush and that you're using for the hair. Also, I would say T-pins are a must along with your head forms, because you want something that's going to hold down your piece while you're styling, brushing, washing, combing, drying, whatever you're doing, that T-pin is going to help. And because the top of it is so wide, it's not going to get stuck in your piece, and it's just going to be easier to deal with. So those are the two tools that I would say that everyone should have along with their headforms.
And those were really wisdom nuggets, because I never really thought about the brush, but you're right. Mm-hmm. If you know, and some of us are heavy handed, so you brush it or you know it, you don't have a wig in or hairpiece anymore. Exactly. So, good.
And one more thing for instruction, I would just say that a lot of my clients have suffered with it. Start from the bottom when brushing through. Start at the very bottom and work your way up, because you don't want to start at the top. Think about if it's tangled at all, you start at the top. Imagine how you'd be trying to pull through those tangles. So start at the very bottom and work your way up when brushing through your piece.
Wow, Ama, those were some really good tips. So how can listeners connect with you and learn more about your services, utilize your services?
Well, I'm on social media. You can find me at Lutress, Lutress. You can find that on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can call me. Good old-fashioned phone call. 412-322-HAIR is my number. 412-322-HAIR. You can find me any of those ways.
And, of course, listeners, as always, I will have a link on the show page so you can connect with Ama. Ama, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad you gave me this opportunity.
Yes, because, you know, I mean, that's part of the fall. It's you know, we got our outfits and we get our shoes and our boots and it's like the hair. So, you know, we're going through those closets. So we need some strategies on how to better organize. Oh, and just one more question is that, how do we know when it's time to really let go of a piece? Because I think that's a problem too. Ama. You know, yes. We hold on to it. It may have worked, you know, in the past, but.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I do specialize in higher end hair. And honestly, my clients wear their pieces for years. So if you invest a lot of money up front, it's going to save you a lot over time, and you're not going to be getting rid of that piece anytime soon. Also, because anytime that it needs any kind of attention, it can be repaired. Now, if you're just buying something that is short term, doesn't cost a lot of money, maybe it's even synthetic. Once you start to see that some of the hair may be missing in parts of it, it also depends on what type of unit it is. If it's lace, you'll start seeing some wear in that lace. There are holes, there are gaps where hair. If you have hair that's bunching in the back, and no matter what you do to try to comb it out, it's always kind of, I call it shelfing, but it's kind of sticking out and not laying on your neck where it should. I think that's when it's probably time to get to give that up.
Thank you so much for that, because a lot of people, as we go through our closets, lady, and purge those clothes, maybe it's time to make an investment in a wig that will last a long time and get rid of those, you know, three, four, five wigs you need to let go of. But if you take all of that money and invest it in a good piece, it will last you a long time. So again, Ama, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janet. It's a pleasure.
Okay, ladies, was that a great interview or what? Did it make you think about all the things that you have in regards to your hair, your wigs, your weaves, your pieces, and even the accessories like your combs and your brushes? So I hope that will make it a little bit easier, one, for you to maintain your investment, but also to get rid of the stuff you don't need. So now I'm going to follow up with some tips in my Tailor's Tip Times in regards to our topic. And number one, you need to have a dedicated space for where you're going to put your hair pieces, your wigs, etc. Number two, store properly. So whatever you have, whether you get a head to make sure it keeps its shape, or even for your accessories. Number three is keep hair accessories organized and accessible, because this will prevent you from buying duplicates and things you don't need. So you'll save yourself money and you'll save yourself time, because in the morning when you're trying to pull your look together, you don't want to have to look for stuff. Number four, create a routine when you remove your piece or your wig. So whether you have a routine and you have a piece and you maybe comb your hair, or will you put it on a specific spot, a specific place, that's to maintain it, your investment. And always, 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 whether it's a hair piece or it's one of your accessories, put things back where they belong. Well, for those of you who may be interested in just getting your life organized, you want to be in a group setting, check out my Get My Totally Organized group. They post videos, they post photos, they post questions. I respond. I give them strategies from A to Z, from how to take that cluttered space to a calm space and all those things in between. It's a great group of ladies, ladies only. That way we're feel free and open to share all the areas we want to get organized in our lives. So check it out. And you can check it out for just $1 for 30 days. After that, it will be a $7 monthly fee, which is not a lot, but there's no long-term commitment. So once you come in, you get your space organized, you can leave the group. And it's really personal, even though we're group, but it's personal. Because one time I saw a video of somebody who had just moved, and I said, hey, do you want me to give you some strategies on how to set up that closet? And away I went. So that's the personalized service you get from joining the group, personalized attention, I should say. And of course, maybe you're looking for some one-on-one work with me, and I help people all over the world, and basically we can do it via Zoom or another platform where we can talk, where I can see your space, I can see what you want to get organized, I can give you strategies, I can be that person in your corner coaching you, guiding you, and encouraging you, and letting you know you can do it. So virtual organizing is for people who want to do it, but who just may need a little coaching and a little guidance along the way. So check out my website. Sign up for a free consultation, 15-minute consultation. Well, I always want to thank everybody for following me via social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest. I just want to thank you so much. And this week, I would like for you to check out my Pinterest page, specifically my board about the organized bathroom. Because that's usually the place where we keep all the hair products, etc. So get some inspiration on how you can create an organized space for yourself. Well, today is Monday. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. I heard you say it. So this week, I want you to get rid of the hair accessories you no longer love or use. I repeat, the hair accessories you no longer love or use. Now, I know a lot of you have, like me, you have the different combs and brushes depending on whether your hair is long, short, curly, straight. That's okay. But I'm talking about those pieces, and you know what they are, that you thought, I could use this and you never have. So let's toss those things. My app suggestion for this week is eat right for your blood type. Eat right for your blood type. All of us are uniquely created. So everybody has a different need, and so that comes with our diet and what we eat and how we can be healthier. I know that's my journey to be the healthiest. As I get older, I want to be a lot healthier than I was when I was younger and eat everything and think, you know, I would live forever. But also, my book suggestion is eat right for your blood type, too. So there is the app, and there is also the book. My product suggestion for this week are shower organizers. You know, to keep those shampoos, conditioners, and all those other hair care products accessible when you're in there and you are just, you know, doing your beauty routine regimen. And my repurpose suggestion this week, are you ready, people? Is hair rollers. There are some wonderful creative ways on how people have used hair rollers. I can't believe it. But check it out on my Pinterest board. Please do. And of course, my quote for the week is, good hair days make you feel like I can rule the world. Good hair days make me feel like I can rule the world. Well, of course, we are continuing with organizing. So next week, it's home office organizing. Then it's home organizing. And then, of course, make sure you check out the estate planning series as well. So I thank you so much for listening. And please share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And until next time, have a clutter-free day. But most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.